Oh, good evening. This is the Brian Gittin Show on Spreaker. This is part two of the evening. The first one became I don't know what it became. It was the Alan Caddick Show more than anything. Ah, here we go. Hello?
Please don't send me to Mixler, Brian. I'm sorry.
Mixler?
Yes.
What do you mean?
Gav's doing a show on Mixler.
Gav is now?
Yes.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Oh my God, what have I done?
Hello?
Sorry, I'm losing my voice.
Is he really doing a show now?
I think so. Yes, he just tweeted a link. So if you go onto his Twitter and you click the link, he's doing a show.
Do you know what?
Hello, Julia. Hello, Brian. You're live on Funny Looking on Mixler. This is the first Mixler show. This is the future.
I honestly, what a monster you've created. Yeah, I've created quite a few monsters. Yeah, I have. I am disgusted. How dare they shitting on my doorstep? How dare they? Well, sodger, you carry on with your bloody show on Mitchler while my show's... Oh, I can't believe it. I cannot believe it. I don't know. I'm speechless. I'm utterly speechless. Apart from saying I'm speechless. And then apart, you know. You get the message, I'm annoyed. Good evening.
Spartans! What is your profession?
You're a hard-fielded team. Being a pirate is a wretched team. Do what you work as a pirate is free. You are a pirate.
Oh my God! You killed Kenny!
Gum. That was Roy.
You're my favorite daydream. I'm your famous nightmare. Everything I see looks like gold. Everything I touch goes cold. Castles in the snow.
Connor?
Hiya, Brian. I've just been on to Mixler. And
oh, good for you, mate. Oh, yeah, no,
I came straight back. Listen to me. Listen, honestly, it's not nice.
Hello, Brian. I've just been on to Mixler. And you make me sick. Hello?
Brian, it's not good, mate, honestly.
Why did you go there?
Hello, Brian.
Get stuffed.
I've been reminiscing. Been thinking about the old...
I just hung up on King Jav. He's no longer a king. He's a pauper. Disgusting. Hello?
Hiya, Brian.
Hi.
Yeah, it's not good, mate. It's not pretty.
What's not pretty?
Mixler. I just didn't like it as soon as I was there.
I don't give a shit if you like Mixler a lot. What do you think about the people that are starting up a show while mine are on?
No, you wasn't on. And he said, in Gav's defence, that he'd stop as soon as you came back on. But I don't think he has, though. So.
Oh, fair enough. What do you mean you don't know if he has?
Well, he just broadcast you live on his show, didn't he?
All right, Connor, could you go look it? Could you go listening for me and can he come back and report back? Is that possible?
Do you want me to play it back to you?
Yeah, go on.
His Twitter. Funny looking. One sec, Brian. Won't be long. Funny looking. Right, here it is. Hang on. Why isn't it playing? Here we go. Can you hear
What's going on?
Can't hear it.
Oh, he's just stopped broadcasting this.
How is he now?
Yeah. The convenience.
Let's hear it. Let's go back to the start of his King program. Let's see what he said.
Right, let me see how I can do that. How do I get onto his... This is so messy. It's nothing like Spreaker. Right. Here's his profile. More info on that.
What's his profile say? I'm a two-faced cunt.
Doesn't say that. Not that no. I can see anyway. Oh, hang on. No. I honestly can't find out to listen back. I don't think you can, actually. No. Nothing here, Brian. I'll paste you the link, but there's nothing there I can see. Hold on. Instant message. Right. There's the link, but I can't find anything out to listen back on. Nah, I don't like this platform at all.
Forget it. Who cares? Let him make a Mixler. Let him make a mix. Forget about it. No, don't give him any oxygen, Connor. You're giving him oxygen.
I'm sorry, Brian.
It's all right.
Oh, thanks for giving me. No, I just didn't like it. It's not a good program, mate. It doesn't work. It's just not nice. It doesn't look nice. It doesn't feel nice. It feels a bit dirty, to be honest, to be on there. It's just not nice, not pretty.
Connor, we're John, are you there?
Yes, Brian.
You are weird. You've been sat there for 50 seconds without saying anything.
Well, I was waiting for to be...
Well,
you
that's
know.
Mental.
I didn't want to butt in. You're having a big conversation about...
At least say hello.
Hello, John.
Hello, chap. Well, no, just to say, I never jumped ship. I stayed put, boys and girls.
No, don't give me that, John. You always put a show on. I remember you sticking a show on earlier, a few months ago when I was on. Don't give me that.
What time are you finishing tonight?
Exactly.
No, I just, you know, it's good fun. But I didn't leave anyway. I stayed put. I couldn't be doing with it.
Oh, thank God for that. Hooray.
I was having a little bit of think about your question that you asked me the other day.
What was the question?
The murdering thing.
What was the question exactly?
You asked me if I was going to murder somebody, how would I go about it?
Right.
And I've had a thought. I've had a thought.
Here we go. This is John Wilson. If he was ever going to murder anyone, how would he go about it? Go on, then.
Yep. What I would do is I'd sneak up behind somebody and perhaps invite them round for tea. Yep. Or stay over or something. And then I'd knock them over the head, pull the trousers down and bum them.
Mm.
Bum them to death. That's it, really. That's the best I could come up with.
You do what?
I'd bum them.
You'd invite them round for tea?
Yeah.
Right, and how do you get from that bit to bumming them to death?
Well, yeah, you just say, oh, there's a noise in the garden. Did you hear
there's
that?
There's a noise in the garden. Okay, all right. I'm coming round yours for tea. Here, man. I'm sitting at the table eating a scone. Go for it.
Oh, Brian, did you hear that noise?
No.
I think it's coming from the garden. Could you check it for me? I'm a bit frightened. I've
you
got to
check it. You're by the patio doors.
No, I know, but I'm a bit frightened of the dark. You know this.
It's not the dark. It's 3:30 in the afternoon. It's tea time.
I know, but I'm.
What do you mean? You know? You just said you're scared of the dark.
I know, but I've just got my sunglasses on.
We'll take them off. All right, I'll go to the patio doors. We won't worry that you're standing 3 foot away from them. Right, so I'm getting up from the table. I'm looking through the patio doors. I can't see anything.
Right, and then I'll grab you from behind, whip your trousers down.
How are you going to whip them down? It's not that easy.
Well, you know, I'll be quick. I'll be quick. It'd be quicker than you think. I tell you what, I'd have your trousers down before you could wink.
Right.
Down, and then bum you.
How?
What do you mean, how?
Well, it's not that easy, is it? You know, when you think about it, how are you actually going to stick it up there?
Well, that's the best, you see. Dry bumming.
Get stuffed. You make me sick.
Brian, I've read an interesting article in the paper today.
Now, hang on a minute, Roy. Last I saw or heard of you, you were threatening to punch people's noses in.
Oh, that was just messing about.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Like two kids at a playground.
You Skyped me up off air.
You didn't answer.
Yeah, what were you going to say?
Hi, Brian, I love you.
Really?
Brian, it's been in the paper today that they now believe, you know, a lot of the people that they believe that Peter Sutcliffe murdered.
Sorry?
Yes, you know, a lot of the people who they believe was murdered by the Yorkshire Ripper, Peter Sutcliffe.
Yeah.
They've now found that a lot of them had actually been bummed, and they're looking for the Wirral Bummer, if you any ideas who it might be. So if you hear anything, let us know.
I thought that was a genuine story then, and then he's gone. He's gone. The snow. You're my favourite daydream. I'm your famous nightmare. Everything I see, the sky gold. Everything I touch turns cold. Castles in the There we go. So we just had a bloody hell, John. What do you want, mate? What do you want, mate?
I was only joking, Brian. I wouldn't bum you.
Brilliant. Thanks for that. Fucking hell. Petra's just said he Skyped me, meaning Roy. He Skyped me off air and said he was going to drive down to Brighton with two doormen and get Brian's head in. Oh dear, Roy, what's going on? Come on, what's going on? Were you really threatening to? Oh God, Roy.
Here's all I know. Your checkered room and your velvet bow, your Elvis song in my ear. That moonlit voice that I hear.
Oh dear, here we go. There. British Oboe. Brian's having a rough show of it. Bummed and his head kicked in. Yeah, I mean, why am I, you know, I'm doing this to have a bit of fun. I'm doing it so I can do this. I'm making these shows so I can do this. And this. And this. And this. And this. And have a chat to people. I'm a little upset at the way I'm being treated. Stop it. If you remember, guys, we're remembering old Spreaker listeners, or callers. So if you'd like to, oh Jesus, here we go. You threatened to kick my head in.
I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
I've got a new weapon now. I've got the Wirral Bummer on my side, so be careful.
I've
got to say the word. Pick John up on way. Bring the Wirral Bummer down and you've had it, mate.
Oh, whatever. I'll just shoot you both.
Your game, Brighton, anyway, so.
They're not.
Yeah, it's a big gay capital. It's a bigger gay capital than Edinburgh.
Well, you know the stats.
I read the papers.
Yeah, I bet you do, mate.
Yeah, so that's that.
Have you never had any gay thoughts?
No.
No.
Not even about you.
You never had any gay thoughts?
No, but I've got a story for you, Brian.
Have you ever had any gay thoughts, Rob?
I had my balls felt the other day.
Have you ever had any gay thoughts?
Oh, I had my balls felt the other day.
Answer the question, Roy.
No, I haven't had any gay thoughts, but I had my balls. I lost my gay virginity the other day. A man felt my balls.
What do you mean?
Well, the doctor. He was a doctor. But I was a gay virgin up till then. No man had ever had his hand down my pants, and he's the first.
Okay.
But the good news is I didn't get an hard-on, so I know I'm not gay.
Okay.
So that's that. That was good. That was wealthy. Actually, Brian, he seemed to favour one ball more than the other.
Hang on, Petrocelli. Yes, you did. You said you called Wilson and threatened him. Said it was Brian winding you up, and then you'd made the threat.
I called John.
What did you threaten him?
Well, I was putting it on, winding everybody up. It was all make believe.
It's all make believe.
Why did the doctor favour one ball more than the other? I don't know.
I have no idea. Why did the doctor favour one ball more than the other?
It's not a joke.
Okay, well.
I don't know. It just seemed to. I said to him, you seem to be favouring one ball more than the other.
Why was the doctor feeling your balls?
Make sure there are no lumps. You have a check, don't you? You had that check yet, Brian?
No.
Something for you to look forward to. See, there's no lumps. No, you're okay.
Oh God.
No conkers growing in there.
When did you first have the finger up your bottom?
Never.
You're dead against those at that act, aren't you?
Yeah, Brian. Yeah. I've got to go. I'm going to pick my Oscar up in 5 minutes anyway.
You got to pick your what? Your scrotum up?
My Oscar.
Your Oscar? What are you talking about?
My Oscar. I've won an Oscar for my acting on Spreaker.
Okay. We don't think you are acting, Roy.
I've been nominated. I've been nominated, so.
Come on, let's be nice to one another now, yes?
Yeah, of course we are, Brian. Of course we are. Brian, I by the way, I was in London on Saturday with the 50,000 and you weren't there, let down.
Why were you in London?
There was a big rally. 50,000 people marched on Parliament. And you weren't there, Brian. Where's your solidarity with your brothers?
On Saturday?
Yeah. What was you doing? Wanking?
No. Who's there?
Where? Oh, right. Who's that?
Hello?
Hello?
Who's there? DJRS UK?
No idea.
Who are you?
I just went by your Twitter thing.
All right, mate, we'll stick a rocket up your bum. What do you want?
Are you a Jehovah's Witness?
Might be.
Who are you? Join the family. You're welcome to join the family. Who are you?
I'm I don't know, really.
What's your name, mate?
Oh, it's Joshua.
Joshua, how simple is that? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Newcastle area.
Okay, you're online. You're talking to me on Skype, and next to you is Roy Brownslow. You say anything fiddly to Roy, and he'll threaten to whack you in the nose.
Right.
No, well, just Anton Deck. Got to be a bit careful around there.
Say hello to Joshua, Roy.
All right, Anton Deck.
Hello, Roy. Hello, Brian.
Hello, Joshua.
Joshua, how old are you?
Yeah, I'm 18.
All right. You left school yet?
Yeah.
You aren't dull?
No, not yet.
Not yet? You're looking forward to it, are you?
Are you on the dole?
Am I on the dole? No.
Yeah. No.
He's a magician, no. Josh.
What about... Oh, is he?
Oh, when a bit weird. All went a bit weird. Come on, let's have a normal call. Come on, 20 minutes in, let's have a normal call. I'd like to talk to someone and have a normal call. Come on. This guy's got a normal brain. Hello?
She sent him scented letters, and he received them with a strange delight, just like his wife. But how she was before the tears, and how she was before the years flew by, and how she was when she was beautiful. She signed the letter, oh, yours, babushka, 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 yeah. All yours, babushka, 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 yeah, yeah. How was that, Bray?
Awesome. Good night.
Good night, Bray.
That's it. That's the beauty of Connor J. Ford. In and out.
In and out.
Yeah. Oh, dear. Do you know what? Do you know what I fear? One of my fears is getting to around about 68, 70 years old. Realising if I'm lucky, I've got about a decade left. And then just looking back at my life. Hello, hello. Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Fartface.
Ah, Charlie boy. This is Charles Petrescu, everyone. Charles Petrescu.
Yes, that's me.
That's him. He's my sidekick. How are you, Charles?
Yeah, he is.
Yes, he is. I hear you've got a new job.
No.
No, no, no. I heard it on the grapevine, and the grapevine had it wrong. How are you? Quick fingers.
Tremendous.
So sorry.
Tremendous.
Tremendous. Yeah. Put the old volume up, mate. Take it down a bit. Back up again. Let's get that volume right, mate. Up again. Down again. Up again. Down again. Where are we? Where are we in the old volume settings now? Oh, yeah.
Middle.
Middle setting. How's things with you, Charles?
Bit quiet.
Bit quiet. How things are you with you?
All good, bitch.
All good, bitch. Where are you living at the moment? Whereabouts? I hear you've been moving properties. Whereabouts are you living now?
Straveling.
So sorry.
Traveling from A to B.
Traveling what?
Traveling from A to B.
Traveling from A to B.
Traveling from A to B.
Traveling from A to B. Oh dear. Oh dear. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Charles came with me to the McKinleth Festival, and he malfunctioned on stage, didn't you, Charles? You knocked over the wooden backdrop.
Today, wherever the wind takes me.
So sorry.
Traveling from A to B day today, wherever the wind takes me.
Traveling from A to B today, wherever the wind takes you. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Have you been listening to the show?
No.
No. Okay. Oh, dear.
Just got in from the pub.
Oh, you just got in from the pub. Oh, dear. What are you doing? I generally... British Hobo in the chatting box.
Well,
I generally thought knocking over the backdrop was meant to be part of the show. No, it wasn't. No, it was an accident, wasn't it, Charles?
I drank 5 pints of oil.
You drank 5 pints of oil in the pub? What pub do you go to?
Robot Arms.
Robot Arms. Oh, dear, the old Robot Arms. Is it just filled with robots?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Except this one woman.
Oh. Except this one woman. Go on.
Who is a human?
Who is a human? All right, yeah, go on. Yeah, go on.
And she has no legs.
She has no legs. Okay, she in a wheelchair?
Or arms.
Or arms. She's just a torso and a head, yes?
Or a body.
Or a body. So she's just a head. Is she just a head on a wheelchair?
No head.
No head. So she's just hair.
No hair.
No hair. So what is she exactly? When you what was actually on the wheelchair?
I made her up.
Very nice. That was a clever little joke. I thought you were going to say there was just fingernails on the wheelchair. Oh dear. Say sorry. I don't know what you're saying, mate. No, can't, I don't get that. Are you saying Gav? Gav, 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 Gav. What? Slow it down, mate.
Blood, blood, blood. Blood, blood, blah.
Blood, blood, blah.
Blood, blood, blah. Blood, blood, blah.
Yeah, I'm running out of patience, to be honest with you, mate.
Blood, blood, blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
Blood, blood, blah.
Blah, 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 blah.
Blood, blood, blah.
Fucking hell, I mean, stroll on. Ladies and gentlemen, as I was saying, I'm very concerned that when I hit around about 68, 70, I'm going to look forward in my life and realise I've only got, if I'm lucky, a decade left, and then things will really start deteriorating. And then I'm going to look back over my life and, you know, you're not supposed to have regrets, but I will have regrets. I'll look back and I'll think, why didn't I do that? Why did I do that? And time's gone and I can't change it. And I'm running out of time and, oh, God, I don't want to be 68, guys.
Sweetest pain. cat kissed the girl at a football game. I can still smell the sweat and the grass stain. He walked home.
Hello.
Hello, Brian.
BB, Basil Butler, everyone. Basil Butler, everyone.
Hello.
Hi.
You said you wanted a normal conversation.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind, actually. It's all been a little bit insane.
Yeah, I thought so. I've enjoyed it, though, Brian.
Yeah, it says it's high points and it's at its low points, much like, you know, life and roller coasters and what else?
Making love,
yeah. When was the last time you made love?
A few days ago.
A few days? In the last week?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Regret
new,
you.
New lady, old lady, old flame, new flame?
I don't want to talk about that. It's
no,
married
lady, married woman.
Regrets. you mentioned regrets and being 68.
Yeah.
It's impossible not to have regrets, isn't it?
I think so. I think you know, no matter how much you were, I don't think you can. I can't even do it, Basil.
No, not unless you're insane. A reckless maniac.
Have you got regrets?
That's a song, isn't it? Too many to mention, isn't it?
Yeah.
We all do, don't we? I think this is going to get all. Do you mind if it gets a bit depressing, Brian?
Feel free, mate. Feel free.
You started me thinking when you was on about being 68.
Do you mind, you start getting depressing, do you mind if I just do this?
Peter no. Ebden.
Okay.
I think life is a bit of a cruel trick because you learn the way to live it the older you get. So by the time you've really learned all you need to learn...
It's time to pack your bags.
Yeah. So it's a bit cruel, isn't it, in that respect?
Yeah.
And you can't pass that knowledge on, because you don't seem to be able to, because if you try and tell young people, they just don't listen.
Well, you know, you can't teach young people anything. You know, they learn by their own actions, yes? By making mistakes.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
They get to about 50 or 60 and they realise you were right.
Yeah.
And, well, it's depressing, isn't it?
I mean, how old are you?
I'm 49.
40? Fucking hell. You're near the big 5-0, mate.
Near pushing up the daisies.
How does that feel, closing in on 5-0?
Awful.
Awful?
Yep. What do you think about it? Well, you're 46, aren't you?
Get in there. So it's James Taylor, just having a little word. I don't know what I'm trying to say.
No, nor do I.
No.
I just thought we could have a normal conversation, but it's turned out a bit depressing.
Well, I'm looking at the chatting box and someone's just said maybe we can have a special Spreaker show. Someone, Connor J. Ford. Well, I say someone, it's Connor J. Ford, everyone. Maybe we can have a special Spreaker show for Basil's 50th. That would be lovely. When's your birthday, mate?
October.
October the...
7th.
7th. Okay, put it in your diary. October the 7th, we're having a Basil Butler half-century Spreaker show. Half-century, everybody. Fucking hell.
Anyway, let's be a bit more cheerful now.
Do you think it's true, isn't it? The older we get, the more likely that we'll get cancer.
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, more likely we get everything. Heart attack, liver, liver disease.
Do you ever lay in bed thinking about your heart?
Yeah, sometimes it seems to beat a bit too loud. Have you ever noticed that? I think, bugger, I can hear it in me. Can you hear it in your ears? Have you ever noticed that?
What, hear your heart in your ears?
Yeah, if you lay on the pillow and you can hear this boom, 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 boom in your ear hole.
I don't like it. I don't like listening to my heart beating because it reminds me of my mortality.
It's twinned with... you're pleased.
Not Berlin. Where is it twinned with?
Somewhere in Calais.
Yeah.
You're pleased that it's beating. That's reassuring.
Oh, yeah, over the moon it's beating, sure.
But it reminds you that it could stop, any second. Point. Doesn't it?
Someone's just put you wanking. Well, I say someone, it's Roy Stone. Everyone, I say someone, it's Roy Stone. Roy Stone just said you're wanking too fast.
Oh, possibly. I don't do that all the time.
Oh, dear. At what age do you think you'll be most scared?
I don't know.
Do you not think you reach an age and suddenly you calm down about these? You stop having these thoughts and you calm down, and then you come to accept what's about to occur.
I think there is a male menopause. I think you go through that stage, don't you, where you get probably about where I am now, and you start looking back and you're thinking, oh bollocks, I should have done everything different.
Well, okay, if you had the chance, what would you change?
I don't know. I suppose I would have tried harder to pursue things that I enjoy doing rather than just working for money. Yeah. What about you then, Brian? Because you started in later in life, didn't you? At the older comedy things.
Yeah, no, I've more or less got life. I've more or less got it spot on.
Have you?
Yeah.
You're happy now?
Yeah, I haven't got anything. No, don't look back. Yeah, every decision I've ever made has been spot on.
Well, that's it. That's you've got you've
it's you've, a bit you've luck, got
the,
isn't it?
The dream life.
Yeah. I look back and I go, yeah, pretty happy with it, everything I've ever done and every choice I've ever made.
Well, I'll have to try to be more like you. Well, I can't now. It's too late, isn't it? But
are you worried about being 50?
No.
No. How come?
Yeah. Well,
I don't know. 49, 50, 51, 52. They're just. I'm worried about being old more than one particular number.
Yeah. Did you know that around about 65% of people die alone in hospital?
Well, you're more likely to die in hospital, aren't you? Because you swear you've gone there because you're not well.
Yeah, alone.
Well, you can't be up, can it? You can't have. Well, sometimes if you're, does it matter though? Does it matter?
Yeah.
If you're alone or not, you don't want to be.
Yeah,
alone.
Yes, it does matter. If you're alone in a room in the middle of Red Hill, and all your loved ones, if they're still alive, are 25 miles down the road. Can you imagine that? And all your legs are leaking, you've got diabetes, you've got tubes up your anus. Can you imagine that?
Yeah, I suppose it's nice to have at least one person with you.
Yeah.
Hello?
Oh, God.
Oh, hello, Basil. Brian, it's Guy's birthday in just over an hour. He's going to be 20.
You are joking.
I'm not joking. We need to do something.
Oh, my God. Okay. Okay, the next show, we'll do one more show and it'll be dedicated to Guy.
Lovely.
Nice touch.
Mm-hmm, it will be.
Well played.
That's good, isn't it?
Nothing to celebrate, but well played.
Maybe we can play the rest of his album or something.
One step closer to the old... What? Why is everyone having a go at me about his album? I don't know where it is now.
Who's having a go at you? Tappy tap.
It's my birthday as well.
Oh.
Happy birthday, Charles.
Happy birthday, Charles, yes. How old is he?
How old are you, mate?
980.
980?
Blimey.
old, isn't it?
Yeah.
Don't hear me moaning.
So sorry?
You don't hear me moaning.
No,
we don't hear you moaning.
No, not at all.
No, we don't hear you moaning. No, you just get on with it, don't you, mate?
No.
Looking forward to the big 1,000.
Brian. Oh, he's gone. Brian. 79 questions. Brian's birthday.
Brian.
Yes.
Yeah, 79 questions for Guy's birthday.
79 questions? No, do you know what we're going to do? I think we're going to have a party. We won't have 79 questions. We'll actually have a party.
Right,
the third show tonight will be high energy. There'll be balloons. There'll be poppers. There'll be horns and honks galore. It's going to be a Guy Anderson party, guys.
Celebration petroleum jelly for us to eat.
Music, Brian.
Brian?
A party with music, Brian.
Yes, a party with music and with party poppers, like I said, and tinsel and whatnot. You up for
and
that,
I'll
guys?
Sing for him.
It's a good idea, Brian.
Definitely. I'll sing for guys.
Petroleum jelly.
Okay. If everyone could bring a present to the party, so you can Skype in and tell me what present you bought for Guy, and we'll just have a jolly good party for around about 40 minutes, and then I'll probably take it down a bit, and we'll get a bit melancholic for the last five.
Lovely.
Brian, do you want cocktails on a stick?
Yeah, I want pineapple. Yeah, you know, I want pineapples and cheese and all sorts. Is that all right, guys?
Yeah,
high energy,
definitely.
Fucking hell, this is hard work, isn't it? I'm trying to shove a rocket up their bloody arse.
Saying, yeah. But that was a long time ago. Where is she now? Why, no, no. Won't you lie down, down, down in this September grass? Shall I down now? September break.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yep, just to let you know, my birthday's in November, Brian. That's it. Just in case you wanted to do anything. Because you know you're welcome. Round. Catch you later.
Okay. It'd be easy then to just sort of, you know. John Wilson, you know, it'd be so easy for me to, but just, come on, let's get it out of there. John Wilson's birthday is in November.
Oh, September grass is the sweetest kind. It goes down easy like apple wine. Hope you don't mind if I pour your songs. Be that much sweeter by the winter to come. Do you see those ants dancing on a blade of grass? Do you know what I know? That's you and me, baby. Yes.
Hello.
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 You right, mate?
Yeah.
Lee here.
Yeah, hi, Lee.
Hi. I was just listening to you and Basil talking about mortality.
Yeah.
It's got me thinking. As a representative of a young person, I'm quite interested to hearing some advice for the future.
What do you want to know, mate?
Just, well, what you've learnt.
About what?
Life.
What have I learnt?
Do's and don'ts.
Do's and don'ts. Okay, what have I learnt about life? Do's and don'ts. I think the main thing I've learnt about life...